Hello everybody. Well, ever since it's been happening several weeks ago on and off, everybody has been talking about the snow and rain and sleet over here in the UK, and the sleet is back. I'm just about to get off a bus and I shall let you hear a bit of it, just so you can get the atmosphere from me and just to prove that sunny Stevenage is sometimes snowy Stevenage too. So we're just about to pull into my bus stop and I shall let you get the sight and sound of a Sunday afternoon where it's getting quite dark as well, I'm afraid to say, and very cold. Sitting next to a heater, but not for any longer. Here goes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Take care.
You'll be able to hear the water on the road as traffic comes past. Although, of course, now it's going to be completely quiet, isn't it? You can hear just from my footsteps, and in fact, you can feel that the snow has started to settle on the ground. Here comes a car. And that was actually quite loud, because the rain usually makes traffic quieter, doesn't it? But you can feel the sort of slight crunch. It really is still very soggy out here, but you can feel the slight crunch of snow as it begins to settle. Here's a bit more whoosh. And yes, as I say, the engines are quite loud, but you can definitely tell that there's some surface water down there, and we have plenty more of that to look forward to. Now, I have to go down some steps into an underpass, so I shall let you go for now. With this lovely thought of wintry scenery, or if you're caught up in it, complete hell, but a bit colder than stereotypical hell, and I shall catch you soon. Take care. And in fact, as I walk under the underpass, I'm going to come back and complain, because having said it's only just started settling, I have already got damp socks. And I'm just out of the underpass again, and now we have a bit of a hill to climb up. It's not a steep one, but it's steep enough at this time on a Sunday, any time on a Sunday, any day really. and you'll hear the traffic going past as we've just crossed over the road through the underpass. Rather than walking straight across the road, because it doesn't line up very well with the bus stop on the opposite side. So it's a bit of a tricky navigation. So yes, up this little slope, and it's just yuck. It's a bit like, I don't know if you've ever done it, but going into the sea. And I hate going into the sea because I don't like the feel of the sand sliding underneath me. It's like, oh, it's all moving and it's all very surreal. But I know some people like it and like sand between their toes and stuff. So at least that will make us think of warmer times and happier times when holidays are sweet and not quite so soaked. Or if they are, it's because you're swimming in salt water. Has anybody been swimming with dolphins or any other exotic animals, maybe even sharks or something, and you've survived and lived to tell the tale? If so, please share. Right, I am going to go now because I wish to get inside and dry off somewhat and find out what I'm going to do the rest of my day. Take care, and I'll catch up with you soon.